Hi there, listeners. Welcome to episode 250 of Never on the Back Foot podcast. In this landmark episode of the podcast, we take a nostalgic trip down my memory lane with a very special guest, my very own Ajja, grandfather in Kannada. Join me as I explore the roots of Ajja's cricketing passion, tracing it back to early days of, you know, playing gully cricket to the thrilling matches that we watched together. This episode is certainly a heartfelt tribute to the bond between a granddaughter and her cricket-loving Ajja. Get ready for a captivating conversation filled with anecdotes, timeless cricket stories, and the unique perspective of someone who has witnessed the evolution of the sport over the years. As they dive into Ajja's cricketing experiences, me and Ajja share lovely insights, wisdom, and cherished memories, making this episode a celebration of not just the game, but of family, tradition, and the enduring connection forged through cricket. Without further ado, let's get started. Hi Ajja, welcome to Never on the Back Foot podcast. I owe everything to you. I mean, had it not been for your mad love and passion for the game, I probably wouldn't have gotten so involved with cricket and even, you know, started my podcast. So thank you for everything and joining me on such a special occasion. Like, 250 is not a small milestone. It's of course like massive. So I want to ask you first, how are you doing and what do you think about the podcast?
Hi Neha. I am extremely happy to be with you on our 250th episode of podcast, and it's really heartening. You know, you started sometime 3 years ago, and we never knew it would go on like this, and you will be able to rope in great personalities who have done great achievements in this particular field, and it's going on. And I become eligible to be here because of your grandfather rather than many other qualifications which I have. And all the same, I am really honored and I am looking forward to your questions. What that you are going to shoot? Come on.
Likewise, Ajja, I am also very excited that we are having this conversation. So let's kickstart our discussion with what is your earliest memory of, you know, watching or playing cricket?
As you know, I have a rural upbringing. In fact, I was brought up by my grandparents, and it's a village practically. And in that village, only game that our boys of my age play is only cricket. And because other things require better gears, kits and all. So cricket, you know, you can use any wooden plank and then use the tennis ball. We never used to play with the cock ball, only tennis ball. Cricket we used to play, and every time, any number, 1, 2, 3, 4 people, if they are there, we just settle down to playing cricket. So that is how the passion for cricket started, and it continued. And I, in my high school days, I become one of the softball, with a tennis ball cricket team player. I was more an all-rounder, not of great merit, but I was to bowl and also bat a little. So in fact, during my PUC days also, I became eligible to play, selected for college team, and then after my PUC, I gave up because I was shifted to Dharwar. I was doing my degree there. Of course, the level was much higher, so I couldn't get into that team. But after I got my job, then I started playing tennis, even though my passion for cricket never dried up. So that's how it is. And those days, you know, visual media was not there, and mostly we used to listen to the cricket commentary. It was in English, and we have been from the Kannada medium schools. So hardly there were any occasion where we understood the full thing, but very few houses had radio, and only one school in our high school, only Sunday afternoon, we used to run because one of our teachers used to come to listen the commentary. That was test match cricket. We know four seat, four, and the run scores, how many wicket gone and all that. Beyond that, we never used to understand. But the passion for cricket and playing, it was more for playing cricket in those days with our friends and all, rather than listening to the cricket commentary. And we never knew who were the players. And then only during my college days, I started remembering few names, particularly Paulie Umbrigar, Chandu Bolde, and the like, Vijay Merchant and Pankaj Roy, and these are the Vinu Mankad, all sort of names as we started knowing. And another great thing is, when we are not winning, those days matches were played and India was always on the losing side. So when the national team is not doing well, so then as a nation, you do not become crazy about that particular game. But we had some individual excellence, like great players, particularly Vijay Merchant, and I have a great admiration for him. Like that, those days they were playing. But Salim Durrani is another one, M.L. Jayasimha is another. These are all very exciting and entertaining cricketers. Mansoor Ali Khan Pataudi. These are all, we never used to see them play, but we used to listen them over radio. So that was how it was, and my passion never dried up. It went on. And in the first time the whole country was excited was when Indian team beat England team in 1971 tour of England and won the series. That was the turning point. Then we started following cricket and seeing how many centuries Gavaskar hit, how many centuries Vishwanath hit, and excellent players we had, and it was a treat to listen to them on those days, not watch. I started seeing these cricket matches on TV in maybe from late 70s, and it was excellent. And another one was the World Cup, 1983 World Cup, that has become the watershed achievement for the country as a whole, and then whole country was euphoric, and then they started following the match game, because we never knew that we can be a world beater. So it happened that way, and people started crowding the cricket grounds and all sort of things. How that it is, that is the past memories that I get.
That is actually quite fascinating to hear, Raja, like the journey and all the matches you've witnessed that have shaped you to be the fan you are right now. But even growing up, who were some of your favorite cricketers? Because you mentioned how, you didn't have visual media back then. And you had to rely a lot on like radio commentary and everything. So did you have a favorite cricketer growing
up? Absolutely. Sunil Gavaskar was the one. I was very keen to know how many scores he made, runs he made. It was a test cricket only. Yeah, and there were not many such cricket matches, very few. At least there were five cricketing grounds in our country. And only there is a semblance of winning what used to happen, that is in Chennai. In other places, there used to be a draw, because there was no minimum overs to be bowled in a day, that was not there. And second is, quality of fielding was abysmally low. Then mostly these fielders will go to the boundary to fetch the ball rather than preventing it reaching boundary. That kind of a situation. So runs were being scored, and no lofty shots all along the ground. So in an entire day, only 65 overs were bowled, and then 225 runs were scored. Now if you look back, it was quite boring, but our fascination for that game and our passion for that was so much, we used to sit and enjoy, even though they were not scoring much. And once in a way, two, three, after four overs, you get hit a boundary. Then there were a lot of clapping and all that. And similarly, there were bowlers from our side. Spinners like Chandrasekhar. Chandrasekhar was the hero, match winner. Then Prasanna, then Venkat Raghavan. And added to that, particularly when you speak of fielding, it was Eknath Solkar who made the difference. If a forward shot like he used to field, and the kind of catches which those days, unfortunately, there were no TV, but the commentator used, the way they used to explain, virtually under his bat, The batsman's bat, he used to take a catch. And this has resulted in quite a lot of victory for the country. And, you know, that is how from there, quality of fielding started improving. And batsman, of course, then Kapil Dev joined. He was an excellent all-rounder. And 1983 World Cup was a feather in the cap of Kapil Dev. And then slowly, then other heroes have been added. Then came Sachin Tendulkar, of course, absolute beauty. Whenever he plays, he used to be, you know. But unfortunately, I, along with you, if you remember, we wanted to see him play and went to an IPL match in Chidanam here in our Chinnaswamy Stadium. And that unfortunate part is that, you know, that day it rained. Mm-hmm. And when he went to play, that of course match restarted and went to play, he didn't score anything, he got out early. So it was a great disappointment. But of course, on the TV, we have seen him play all his 100, last match which he scored 100 and all that, we all enjoyed. So of Indian, talking about the Indian players, and Viv Richards, absolutely, the Sir Viv Richards is the other one who always admired as a cricketer. May not be a record-wise, he may not have scored as many as our Gavaskar or Sachin Tendulkar, but a superb cricketer. And that's how it goes.
Right, Ajja. Now, considering you have watched cricket spanning so many decades, now earlier you mentioned how you watched the England match, you know, that we won in 1971, which was quite an important moment in India's cricketing history. Then you have the 1983 World Cup win as well. So, is there any memorable cricket match that, you know, still stays with you? The memories are still like fresh in your mind?
See, what happened, interesting thing has happened. So, you know, those days there were no TV, no? So, the 1971 cricket match, there was a full-length, you know, movie that is rather sponsored by, I think, Times of India Group. And Raju Bharathan was a commentator. Now, he has narrated the whole match part of it. That used to be shown in the Moy Theatre. Yeah, that was such a fantastic one. Lot of people came and saw the movie. He was only copied the whole thing and put it with his narration, you know, commentaries and all that. So that was the one which, you know, when India won. Now it was a very emotional moment for all of us. And many have started following cricket, I can say, after that. That in the movie theater they started showing that it was about one and a half or two hours. They has shortened that, and Ajit Wadekar was the captain in that. So Chandrasekhar was the hero. Well, that was then 1983 ODI. Now in between, what has happened was I think like many of the people who have been in Australia and other places, they thought this cricket, test cricket is quite boring. They never went to make it as a 90 over per day over, all those things they have not thought of at that time. Then there is a Channel 9 owner, that is Gary Packer. He thought of a brilliant idea that now he has caught hold of, given good remuneration, good package to these top class cricketers from all countries, except I think India and England, nobody went. Other countries they have gone, and he made cricket teams and did just for entertainment. It's not for honors. They were playing for entertainment. That was a 60 over match. That was ODI. And when these people have joined him, the establishment thought he is breaking our the traditional system. So they have expelled those people. And I should not say that most of the runs which Gavaskar scored were during that time when the top class bowlers were not there. Dennis Lilly, James Thompson, Richard Hadley, Andy Roberts, those were not there. So, of course, it is not his making, it has happened that way. So, after that, this establishment have to relent, and then this ODI was introduced. So, that was a good thing, that the change that has came about was excellent, that has happened. And we were very fortunate to witness. By that time in India, TV has also made its presence, and we used to watch the match. In 1983 World Cup, So what happened was, when India scored 183 or so, I didn't have a TV in my house. I went to my uncle, who was near. We were living in Mumbai then. I went to see the World Cup match in the final. So after India scored that much, I thought there is no point wasting my time seeing this. So I came back home. And when the next day morning, when I heard that India won, and of course, so therefore the clippings that were the, you know, version we could see in many cases where Kapil Dev ran back and caught took a catch of Viv Richards. So that was the turning point of the match. And then, you know, then there is one more bowler. His opener's wicket he took, it was a rather a 45 degree turn, that was a thing. And those were the memories which never faded, in fact. Of course, like that, many such matches were there, but these are the two rather turning points, which not only me, for various for people who followed this game.
Definitely, Ajja. And also looking at this aspect, now you have followed cricket again for a very long period of time. So how do you think cricket has evolved over these decades? Now, since your early days of following, you mentioned how test matches had a lot of prominence and then you had 60 overs cricket. But now we've seen cricket move more to the 20 overs format. You have T10 leagues and franchisee leagues and, you know, basically limited overs getting a lot of screen time in comparison to tests. So how would you assess that evolution?
Yeah, it was, to me, the establishment started thinking, you know, they cannot take for granted our viewers. And the advertisement people particularly. So they have improved, particularly for test cricket, of course. They are not in a mood to give up that, because it is necessary that it should continue. Now, they have increased the overs rate per year, per day to 90 overs per day. And then second thing is technology they have made use of extensively. Now, test match earlier, the umpires of the same country, the host country, they used to participate in that. There were a lot of, you know, bias in the some decisions. Of course, some are human errors, some are biased. You may not be knowing, in one of the matches in Australia, in Gavaskar was given, Gavaskar and Chauhan openers were playing. And in one of the matches, there was a totally a wrong decision. They gave Gavaskar out. Gavaskar was so infuriated, and then he came out, and along with that he brought Chauhan also along with that back to the pavilion. Let's not play, this is not a fair game at all. I think then vice counsel prevailed and then the match continued. You know, to that extent, you can particularly match between India used to go to Pakistan and Pakistan used to come here. A lot of unfair play, and for that matter, Imran Khan was the one who said there should be neutral umpires. In the technology was not made any dent during that time. In Imran Khan was the first to tell, you know, we should need to have, because they were on the winning side. Even if they win, you know, good batsmen and good bowlers were there. So he thought some amount of the effort and the pride of winning is taken away by people claiming that, oh, Pakistan, it is a biased team. You know, umpires were all biased, one-sided, partisan. So he, to avoid that, he was rather advocating for neutral umpires. Ultimately, that came into being. And then of course, now technology made a tremendous inroad into this whole thing, in the decision making. And almost now that is stabilized, because unfair people getting out unfairly, it is rather almost reduced to zero, you could say that. Second thing is that the after Jonty Rhodes, you know, who was an South African player, who of course South Africa came into being after a much later stage, then Jonty Rhodes made total difference to the fielding. People never knew that you can, you know, dive and take a catch, and he made it. Not only he advocated for it, and he shown the whole world how cricket catches were taken, and then how fielding could be made. Improved and all that. Every country, every coaches started adopting those techniques, and quality of fielding has improved. If I reflect back. Don Bradman scored so many runs, those days, if the quality of fielding were up to this standard, he would not have scored 300 and plus runs in a day. You know, that was not possible at all. So, mostly those days, as I said earlier, fielders mostly in the long off, long on and all, they only go there to fetch the ball, which has reached the boundary. They never dive and stop the ball as they are doing right now. So that is a very heartening thing that has happened. Technology is another area. Then coaches for all sections, there is for a bowling coach, spinner there is a coach, then batsman there is a coach, throwing I think there is a coach, all because that to accommodate various people and that. Then the little disappointing thing in the eye of the spectator is the advertisement. Earlier, there never used to be advertisement between overs. Now, the advertisement has come to stay. Even our one committee, they have set up, a Supreme Court judge was there. And he also, I thought the last hope was him. He says that there should not be any advertisements in between. But, he realized that will cut a lot of revenue for the cricket boards. So he allowed it to continue. And then now we have also settled down to the fact that immediately after a wicket is down or over is completed, then advertisement will come. So these are the major changes that has taken place. One, it has improved in all field particularly. And because of the advent of ODI and then T20, lofted shots has come more and more in test crickets. Earlier, we wasn't there. One or two people like Salim Durrani and those were all palm tree hitters, they used to call him. One or two sixers, if they hit, they used to treat it as big thing. Because now, everybody is starting from the first ball, people hit now. So, that is how it is. Test people also, the survival of the test matches, this kind of more runs, more than 300, 350 runs are being scored, 90 overs are being bowled, and quality of fielding has improved, technology has come in a big way, and the decisions of the umpires were of great high quality because of the technology utilization. So with all this, the spectator feels very relieved and happy.
Right, Ajay. And, continuing this discourse on, understanding the different eras in cricket, do you have a favorite era? Like, although, we see technology and the world of good it has done in recent times, do you still miss the good old days of cricket when, cricket was a way of life for a lot of people? Not that it is not now, but then that time cricket was a whole different ball game. Now we see how, economy has come into play. You mentioned, advertisements and everything becoming so money driven. So do you think cricket is missing that somewhere? And do you like that era more than this one currently?
No, honestly, even though I belong to the earlier, that is 60s generation, but still I feel what has happened is best for the country and the cricket particularly. Number one, a lot of money has come in. Number two, lot of stadia has been built various places. Lot of people got opportunity to play. Other than Ranji Trophy and other things, there were nothing much. Now even players used to get good remuneration. IPL is another blessing in disguise for all our people who were not selected, players not who were selected for the national team. They can also become quite rich and playing cricket. So with that, it has really helped organizers, particularly cricket associations. That is a good thing. And of course, for the viewers, the comfort, earlier they used to sit in the hot sun and regardless of the season and view the match. But now almost all stadia what you see now are covered, number one. Number two, all nicely fenced. Earlier, crowd invasion. Whenever somebody hits a century, at least 50 people used to run, and the poor batsman has to, save himself. Other people used to help him save himself. Like that, it used to be there. Now, excellent facilities, both for the commentators also and for the crowd as well. So, with all this, I do not miss earlier, like that, people used to say when we were young, you know, things were different, it was a great golden. No, I do not lament like that. The present era is much better than what it was. There were one or two wrong decisions, and we used to go home after seeing the match or listening to the cricket commentary, discuss with friends, telling, oh, this decision went totally against our this thing. In fact, one bad thing has happened in one of the matches against West Indies. Now, one commentator in Calcutta, it was happening, Eden Gardens, one commentator, he has, in his wisdom, explained that, no, this is a totally a wrong decision, and it was unfair on the part of the batsman, you know, to get it and all that. Then the riot break out, and then they tortured the stand. It was wooden stand there. So they tortured that, and it became very difficult for the match to continue, and then a lot of effort was required to specify them. Now such things do not happen now, because people are, umpire decisions were fair, number two, and there is no crowd invasion into the field, number two, number three. Now there are quite educated and they are very, the people are now rather accept defeat and win, not rather much of this thing. Another interesting thing is the celebration. Both in the stadium and the stand and in the field. It is earlier that never used to be like that. It is a matter of fact, somebody is out, okay. Somebody caught him, okay. Now hi-fi and running with the aeroplane mode, running around in the field and all sort of poses. And then some after a century, kneel down and touch the ground. All those things were not, natak drama was not there in those days. It's a matter of fact, at the most, he would take out his cap and then raise his bat. That is all the acknowledgement he used to do to the crowd. Now, of course, now all sort of things, K.L. Rahul does something different. Sachin Tendulkar used to do different things. So like that, it has become a tradition like that. I certainly do not miss the earlier era. Now it has improved in all areas, and whatever, it is more of an entertainment, and we cannot lament. Earlier it was good, now it is not good alone. More and more things are added to make it fair in the rules and with these things, umpiring decisions, all sort of things, giving enough room. Even the no ball, earlier that used to be decided by the umpire himself, but even to that extent, which he may not able to identify particularly, but now there is also technology is coming into his rescue. So everywhere, fair and in replays, particularly catch, whether it is a clean catch or otherwise, 5-6 times, and even the ball reaching the boundary, how many times they show the replay, whether it touched his boundary wall or whether the ball hit the boundary or outside, like that, every area there is a fair play, with the result, the viewer particularly and also the player himself, they are satisfied, and then they only focus on enjoying the match rather than thinking and worrying about the wrong decisions.
Ajay, just elaborating on one of the points you brought in. Now, somewhere do you feel cricket is losing its essence with all this glitz and glamour? Somewhere it is becoming a spectacle rather than remaining true to itself. At the end of the day, it's a sport, right?
Yeah.
So with these added elements, do you see cricket getting lost somewhere?
100%. Earlier, what was there, they used to call it as a gentleman game. So once it has happened in one of the matches, test match against England, now G.R. Vishwanath was the captain, and the umpire gave a decision which, according to Vishwanath, it was a wrong decision. He called that guy back, and then he scored heavy runs, and India in the end lost the match. So that kind of that was the kind of commitment, and people used to call it as a gentleman game. Those people, if you are there now, it is never a gentleman game. It is a mostly professional way, by either hook or crook. Even monkading there. And I think there was, and if you read the crease and you were not ready the other day, Matthew was declared out.
Time
out. Those things were never there in the past. They used to accommodate. Okay, chalo. Sometimes there are instances we see some quick wickets falling. Another guy who was somewhere loitering, he will come with the bat and thing, come into the boundary. into the playing arena, and there he will pad up and then come and run and take out the take the stance. So like that, those were the days. But here, either way, you know, you should win. That is how even the people also. And that has come like a football match, your T20, rather IPL. IPL has added this kind of attitude to the captains. And there is a lot of stake involved, of course. And your continuation in the team, and a lot of competitors. Our bench strength has gone up. I'm talking more of our country only. This with the result, somebody is not doing consistently well, and he will be out, and another man will come in. And if he does well, he will immediately grab the chance, and then he's given more chances. So like that, it's a good thing. It is good for the cricket, and also commercial these advertisements and all, sponsors and all, huge money has come in. With the result, additional facilities, more and more, even in the rural places, rather taluka, district, I think it should come. It's a matter of time. They cannot sit on a few thousands of crores. So it will ultimately come. It will help the game in the long run. So that, and every parent, they never used to send a child, given an option. If he gets a seat in the medical college and he is a good cricketer, he will send his medical college. However brilliant he is in cricket, they never used to send him, because you cannot have a career in cricket. But now it is different. You know, people can make much more money than a doctor or an engineer or a management consultant. But here, I do not know the exact figures, great people, they are on great, advertisement material, they sponsor them. And a lot of opportunity for making huge sums of money. So money is not a thing. So with that, greater opportunities, it is like rags from riches, what they call. That situation, you were saying quite a few stories we listen here. He worked as a attendant, worked as a mason, and all sort of things. And then they suddenly come to the limelight and then become a national hero. So these are all good things. This is opportunities are there, money is there. Without money, of course, no game can survive. We can see other games as well. And we should win. That is another important aspect. Unless our national team starts winning, you lose interest, and then following of the people who follow that, they will not encourage the game. So that's how it is.
And Ajay, now looking at this aspect of how cricket, although with all this, money, glitz and everything, still has like formats that exist, right? We have test cricket, we have ODIs and T20s. So which is your personal favorite format? Are you still like a purist? You believe that tests are like the ultimate challenge and that is one of your favorite formats? Or are you more adapting now to ODIs and coming around T20s?
Yeah, to be honest, we used to enjoy test cricket because we get 5 days to watch the match. Our heroes are playing and fighting it out in the ground for 5 years, and you love it. I can get to see them play or bat twice. But here, once one guy gets out in T20, then he's lost. But the excitement is in T20. So, and that time, that suits us. You are office going, come back home and sit on 7:30 or so. Timing is quite suitable. And they have all T20s, even whether abroad or wherever, they try to see that people catch it in the evening. T20, of course, it has become toast. Then second is of ODI. Again, after you see more and more matches of T20, ODI also you feel, 50 overs, okay, I have to sit through all that. Test matches become quite difficult unless your hero is playing then, or somebody like Chandrasekhar is no more here, or Kumble. Or other than Kumble, I have no rather loved anybody or rather appreciated anybody or other that kind of bowlers. Kapil Dev was one we used to follow. Each time he comes to bowl, wicket, we used to feel and all that. So that's how it is. But T20, more and more people are attracted. 1.5 hour, and then enjoy, then you go home. And another thing is that even though there is no cover, you can sit comfortably, if it is winter, with some warm garments. Otherwise, there is no fear of sunstroke or other things. So it is quite, that is how these are the thing. T20 is, I'm still my vote for that.
Right, Ajja. And as much as, you know, I'd like to pick your brains and ask you a lot more questions, as we reach the end of our discussion as well, if there's one piece of advice that, you know, you'd like to give to young spectators who watch the game today, what would that be?
It is a very difficult question because nowadays youngsters do not take, advice. That is number one. So if I were young, what I would have done? I would have, but there is a lot of discipline has come into play, into the, stadium now. People who come there, they properly come, you know, and then they enjoy that more than anything. Another nuisance was the invasion, ground invasion. That has been totally stopped. And then, we must go there, of course, in the heart of heart, we should look forward to our team winning. But we should also have the broad mind to appreciate the other side was getting, hitting 100 or, bowler getting quick wickets. So we should be impartial. And enjoy the game more than, and the end of the day, some percentage, 40-50%, 60% is one-sided. 40% you appreciate whomsoever is playing good shot. And test cricket basically is one where you can see the shots, cricketing shots are being played in a purest form. Now they say, Gavaskar many times explains, transferring the weight from the front foot to the back foot and hits and, these are all present day commentators cannot tell because Gavaskar played the cricket in that way. He can understand, he says his cover drive is excellent, his pull is better, long short, it is more the cover, all sort of things, possible if somebody plays technically. If Surya Kumar 360 degree kind of thing, he doesn't fit into the test match format. But it should start from the test match level and then you improvise. That's how it should be. Advice is that you enjoy the game. You enjoy the game, give some allowance to the people, those who are playing against us, and encourage us at the same time without losing the point that our team should win.
That certainly is a fitting conclusion, Ajja. And on that note, I'd like to draw curtains on this discussion as well. Thank you so much for, joining me on the podcast. Even having, shared this cricketing journey with you for so long, I learned so many things through the podcast. And I'm sure our listeners will be able to relate to so many aspects as well. And I hope to have you on the podcast again and pick your brains because you have so many stories to tell that not just me, I think our listeners also deserve to listen. So here's hoping we can have you back very soon. And yeah, Ajja, thank you so much. This was a great chat.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to if I am rather become eligible to be called for the 500th episode. Bye.
Thanks, Ajja. Cheers. Thank you so much, listeners, for tuning into this episode and for your unstinted support. Please follow and press the bell icon on Spotify and subscribe to the podcast on Google Podcasts for the latest episode updates and stay tuned. Do check out @NeverInTheBackFoot on Instagram and Threads and @NeverInTheBackFoot on Twitter, now called X, for the latest facts, updates, fresh content and a lot more that's coming up this cricket season. The podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Spotify for Podcasters and many other platforms. So please do spread the word. Never on the Back Foot is now also on YouTube. So don't forget to subscribe to the channel and stay tuned for a lot of fun content coming up there as well. Until next time, stay safe and take care, listeners. Bye for now.